A pair of HDNL High School Football Conference Championships will be up for grabs this weekend in the final round of regular season games. Hello and welcome to this week's K-Mud News Sports Report. I'm Ray Hamill with HumboldtSports.com. We'll have more on that story in just a moment, and we'll also take a look at the other big local sports stories of the week, including all the latest high school and college football news, some college basketball, some North Coast Section playoff volleyball, and updates on how the NCS soccer playoffs are shaping up. But first up, the local high school football season is winding down, and two HDNL teams claimed at least a share of their respective conference championships last weekend. The Arcata Tigers rolled to a 60-6 win over Hoopa on Friday night to keep their perfect season going as they improved to 5-0 in the Little Four and 9-0 overall. The win also secured at least a share of this year's Little Four championship, and the Tigers can clinch the title outright with a win in their final game of the regular season at Ferndale on Saturday afternoon. Kickoff for that game is set for 2 p.m. The Wildcats also won last weekend, defeating McKinleyville 56-0 and improving to 4-1 in conference play and 8-1 overall. The Cats remain in the chase for a share of the Little Four title, and a win on Saturday would secure a co-championship. Also in the Little Four this weekend, McKinleyville will play at Hoopa on Friday night. The Panthers are winless on the season, while Hoopa is 3-6, including a 1-4 record in the Little Four. In the Big Four, meanwhile, the Del Norte Warriors clinched at least a share of a fifth straight conference championship last weekend with a 22-7 win over Eureka at the Redwood Bowl. The win was the sixth straight for Del Norte, which improved to 7-2 on the season and 2-0 in the Big Four. The Warriors can clinch the conference title outright with a win at St. Bernard's on Saturday afternoon. Kickoff for that game is also set for 2 p.m. However, Eureka and Fortuna each are 1-1 in conference play, and one of them can still share this year's championship if the Warriors should lose to the Crusaders. Fortuna and Eureka will face off in their regular season finales at Husky Field in Fortuna on Friday night, with kickoff set for 7:30 p.m. The South Fork Cubs, meanwhile, won for the second straight weekend with a 38-8 win at Calistoga in eight-person football on Friday night. The win lifted the Cubs to 2-2 in the North Central League 2, and it likely secured a playoff spot for the defending NCS champions. The Cubs will close out the regular season when they host Stuart Hall on Friday night. Two Mendocino County teams also remain in the chase for their conference championships. Willits closed out the regular season last week with a 23-0 win over Upper Lake, improving to 8-2 on the season and 7-1 in the North Central League 1. The Wolverines can share the championship with Kelseyville if the Knights lose their final game against St. Helena on Friday night. The Ukiah Wildcats also remain in the chase for the Redwood Empire Bay Conference title after a 40-14 win over Maria Carrillo that lifted them to 3-1 in conference and 6-3 overall. The Wildcats need to win at Annerley on Friday and hope conference leaders St. Vincent de Paul fall to Maria Carrillo. Fort Bragg, meanwhile, lost 16-6 to St. Helena last weekend and dropped to 5-4 on the season. The Timberwolves will close out the regular season at home against Lower Lake on Friday. The Laytonville Warriors will also close out the regular season on Friday night when they host Potter Valley. The Warriors had a bye last week and are 0-5 on the season, while Potter Valley is 1-6. In local college football, meanwhile, College of the Redwoods will play for the first time in almost a month when the Corsairs host De Anza College in a key showdown at the Redwood Bowl on Saturday afternoon. The Corsairs, who are 6-1, had two byes over the past 3 weekends and also saw a game at Yuba College cancelled when the 49ers backed out of a scheduled game 2 weeks ago. Both Sior and De Anza are undefeated in the American Pacific 7 Conference. Kickoff on Saturday is set for 2 p.m. Both College of the Redwoods basketball teams, meanwhile, tipped off their seasons this past weekend. The CR women hosted their own crossover tournament and went 1-1. The Corsairs defeated Napa Valley 61-53 in their opener before falling in overtime to Santa Rosa JC by a score of 74-69. The CR men travel to compete at the Live Like Geno Foundation tip-off tournament at Napa Valley, and they opened with an 80-76 win over Sac City before falling 75-70 to Las Medanas and then closing out the weekend with a 78-66 win over the tournament hosts. In local high school volleyball, it was a disappointing weekend for the HDNL in the North Coast Section playoffs. On Saturday night, the final three remaining HDNL teams all lost their section quarterfinals. The Arcata girls, who were seeded number 2 in the Division 4 bracket, fell in 4 sets to number 7 Ensenal, while in Division 6, number 6 St. Bernard's fell in 4 sets at number 3 North Hills Christian, and number 10 Ferndale lost in straight sets at number 2 St. Vincent de Paul. Also in the Division 6 tournament, number 9 Laytonville fell in straight sets to number 1 San Francisco Waldorf, while number 4 Mendocino beat Grace Christian Academy in 4 sets to advance to the semifinals, where they fell in 4 sets to San Francisco Waldorf on Wednesday night. In NCS Fall Soccer, meanwhile, it was a great week for several local teams. On Wednesday, the South Fork girls won their playoff opener at Calistoga 1-0, while in boys' action, Del Norte beat Lower Lake 7-3, Eureka won at the Bay School in San Francisco 2-0, McKinleyville beat Gateway 2-0, Arcata traveled to Fort Bragg and won 4-1, and Fortuna got a forfeit victory over Summit Tamalpais. All 11 HDNL teams to qualify for the soccer postseason will be in action this weekend, along with the Willits girls, who play at Arcata on Saturday afternoon. And that's this week's KMUD News Sports Report. Until next time, I'm Ray Hamill with HumboldtSports.com.